Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Tanata Newton.
Tanata Newton. Okay. Can you verify the phone number, please?
Sure. It's going to be 843-642-5159.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, Ms. Newton, I wish you the best of luck, and you guys both have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
You too.
Hi, Ms. Tanata, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Am I saying your name correctly, Tanata?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Of course. Ms. Tanata, I'll be your intake specialist today. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I'll just ask you a few quick questions. And did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No.
No, not yet. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or contracts with an attorney for this matter?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Was this for yourself or for a loved one?
Myself.
For yourself. Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Did you receive any treatment or any surgeries?
Yes, I did receive surgery.
You did. Okay.
I had a craniotomy surgery, and after I had radiation therapy as well.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I'll make some notes here. So it was a craniotomy and some radiation as well. Can you tell me where you were treated? What was the name of the facility?
Trident Medical Center.
I'm sorry, can you spell that for me?
T-R-I-D-E-N-T.
Trident Medical Center?
Trident Medical Center.
Oh, Trident Medical Center. Okay. Sorry, it was a little hard to hear. Okay, where was that located? What city?
Charleston, South Carolina.
Charleston, South Carolina? Okay. I'm seeing Somerville, South Carolina. Is it the same area?
Yeah, there are two Tridents. There's one in Somerville and there's one in Charleston as well.
Oh, Charleston. Okay, so I'll make sure to put that one.
The one that's coming around, yes. 9330 Medical Plaza Drive.
9330. Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. Yeah, I just want to make sure it's the right one. So thank you for the address. So I'll go ahead and put that there. That was where you were treated, correct?
Yes.
Is that where you were diagnosed as well?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, perfect. And where were you prescribed the Depo Provera?
I was prescribed at my OBGYN.
Mm-hmm.
I would purchase them at the pharmacy. Yeah, I purchased them at the pharmacy. She prescribed them and inject them for me.
Oh, okay. So you picked it up at the pharmacy. What was the name of the facility where your OBGYN was?
Trident as well.
Oh, Trident as well? Okay. And what pharmacy did you pick it up from?
I picked it up from there.
From the pharmacy at Trident?
No, I picked it up from the pharmacy at the hospital at the VA. See, I'm a VA, so I can go pick up my medication for free.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
So I went to the doctor hospital, so I went to the VA hospital, not Trident.
Uh-huh. Okay. What VA hospital was that for the pharmacy?
Ralph H. Johnson.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that for me?
It was for Ralph H. Johnson. Or it was a Walgreens, either one, either or. It depends on which one I was close to.
Uh-huh. Okay. But can you spell that for me?
R-A-L-P-H. H. Johnson. J-O-H-S-O-N.
Ralph H. Johnson. Okay, perfect. The VA Medical Center. That pharmacy. Okay. Was that the one in B Street, Charleston, South Carolina?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, perfect. I'm just going to copy the address really quick. Okay, so that's the pharmacy where you picked it up. Okay, and have you ever been diagnosed with any previous cancers?
No.
No, nothing no, previous.
Not
okay. All right, no problem. And when was the diagnosis for the meningioma? What date?
Oh, gosh.
Or what year, if you remember?
Because there was such a lot going on. Around July 23rd, 2010.
July 23rd of 2010. Okay. And besides yourself, was there anybody else that you know that was injured by Depo Provera?
No.
No. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
January 27th, 1982.
January 27th?
Yes.
Yes.
1982.
Okay. 1982. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure I heard correctly. It was the 27th. Okay. And did you consume the injectable contraceptive, the brand name specifically of Depo Provera?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum, meaning you took it once every 3 months, so 4 injections in 1 year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then what year did you first start using it?
I started using Depo Provera back in March 2006.
March of 2006, okay. And when was the last time that you used it?
Around July 2010.
July of 2010, okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Female, okay. And then I have your first and last name, so Tanada Newton. Do you have a middle initial?
L.
L, okay. All right, and then I have your number. Is this your cell phone number, the 843-642-5159?
Yes.
Yes, okay, perfect. And then I do have an email address. I have your first and last name, and then 2016 at gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay, and I just want to make sure your first name is spelled T-A-N-A-T-A?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, perfect. Okay, so it looks like you meet the minimum requirements so far, so we are going to move forward with the intake. Are you able to open up email and text messages through your phone?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. The reason why I'm asking is because once I process the intake form, I'm going to send you over an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Perfect. And then for the attorneys, can you verify your social?
251-530-336.
Okay, 0336, the last four, okay. And can you verify your full mailing address for me?
8105 Flower Town Circle, Somerville, South Carolina, 29485.
South Carolina, okay. I heard 8105. What was the name of the street?
Flower Town Circle.
Can you spell that for me?
F-L-O-W-E-R-T-O-W-N-E Circle, C-I-R-C-L-E.
Flower Town Circle. Okay, perfect. It keeps coming up as Somerville, South Carolina. Is it the same thing or is it a different place?
Yes, Somerville, South Carolina. That's correct.
Somerville. Okay. Is it considered Somerville or Charleston?
No, Somerville.
Somerville. Okay. Is there a unit number or anything?
No.
No. Okay, perfect. Okay, and we're almost done here. I just need to make sure everything's spelled correctly. And one more time, it was Trident Medical Center where you were diagnosed and treated, correct?
Right.
Okay. All right. And then you picked it up at the pharmacy at Ralph H. Johnson VA Medical Center. Okay. And do you have a copy of your medical records that you can provide to the attorneys later?
Yes.
You do. Okay, perfect. And then the last thing we need from you is just an emergency contact, just in case something happens. So if you become unresponsive, we'll reach out to them so that there's no disruptions in the case for you. So for that, does your emergency contact live with you or live separate?
Separate.
Separate. Okay. And what is their relationship to you?
Friend.
Friend. Okay. And what is their full name?
Thomas Howard.
Thomas Howard?
Yes.
Okay, that's T-H-O-M-A-S?
Yes.
And then Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D?
Yes.
Okay, and what is their phone number?
843-499.
4822. Okay, perfect. Okay, so it looks like that's it for the intake form. So I'll go ahead and process that. I'm going to send you the electronic document. Have you done a DocuSign before?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Yeah, so it's pretty easy. You should see it. It's going to be a few initials and a few signatures that give permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. I'm going to send it to your email, and they'll also send you a link on a text message. It's the same document. Whichever one's easier for you, you can open. And you can put me on speaker if you need to, if you haven't already. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or you need help, okay?
Oh, no, I'm going to look through it, and I'm going to look through it and sign it. I'm going to go run into the store right about now, but I'm going to look through it. I got to go handle this real quick while I have people waiting on me. But
oh,
I'm going to sign this right now.
Oh, okay, no problem.
But
yeah, you're about to go to the store?
I'm already here, actually. I was just going to the phone call with you.
Oh, okay,
I'm already,
I see. Okay.
As soon as you come through, I got you. I'm just going to run, grab dinner, and come back out, and I'll sign it before I leave the parking lot. I'm going to look through it before I sign it.
Of course. Yeah, no problem. Take your time. It's just going to be a few pages. I just wanted to go over it with you if you had any questions. I'll send you my direct desk line. You can call me back, or you can text me if you have any questions, okay?
Okay, sure will. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too, ma'am.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.